Attorney General Pam Bondi has never hidden the fact she's opposed to a medical marijuana amendment that will now be put on the ballot after it was upheld earlier this week by the Florida Supreme Court. Her office failed to persuade the high court to stop the ballot language on the ground she felt it was misleading. Still, Bondi says she'll vote no on the amendment in November, and House Democratic leader Perry Thurston says that's her right.
But my problem is more with why are you opposing giving the people the opportunity to vote on the issue? Is it because we've heard that a certain sector of the community will be voting for this party as opposed to that party? That's what I have a problem with. Political partisan agenda. Are you supporting the people?
Thurston, who's vying for Bondi's seat in the upcoming election, says while she's helping with pill mills and anti-human trafficking efforts, Bondi has a duty to be the, quote, people's attorney. He says she's not up to the task and points to what he calls missteps like getting the governor to cancel an execution scheduled for the same day she had a political fundraiser. Another Democratic challenger gunning for her seat is George Sheldon. He served in state government as a former Florida Department of Children and Family Secretary and on the federal level as an Assistant Secretary for the Administration for Children and Families. But he says he resigned that position because he feels he needs to come back to Florida to replace Bondi.
An attorney general, not only fighting the Affordable Care Act, philosophically you can disagree, the rollout was bad, but basically saying that we're going to challenge this in court and spend millions of dollars, was passed by both houses of Congress, signed by the president. Citizens today are covered for pre-existing conditions who never were before.
He also criticized Bondi for not placing enough emphasis on white-collar crime.
I'm very concerned, for instance, about the open investigation on the cyber university owned by Donald Trump, and then that investigation kind of evaporating after a $25,000 contribution is made. I think we've got to be very careful not to develop a pay-to-play mindset as it relates to. If you open an investigation, I think an attorney general should not accept any contributions from that company.
According to an October Tampa Bay Times article, a political committee associated with Bondi accepted a $25,000 contribution from Donald Trump, even though she was reviewing whether to work alongside New York's attorney general against get-rich-quick schemes linked to Trump. But Bondi called those claims, in her words, quote, untrue and despicable.
One complaint in 2011 closed out by Citizen Services is not an active investigation. And I'm sorry, that's completely misleading and insulting to say that I took a campaign contribution. And let me give you his quote, because I wrote it down, because I'm not letting that one go. That I would make an investigation evaporate? Come on.
And as for the medical marijuana issue, Bondi says it was her job as attorney general to let residents know what they were reading. She says now that the court has ruled, she will not campaign against the amendment anymore.
My job, my official duty has ended. My duty as attorney general is to, I accept the court's ruling. But what I ask is that I encourage all voters, don't just read what's on the ballot, read the entire amendment.
Bondi also talked about some of her 2014 legislative priorities, including a consumer protection bill, more anti-human trafficking efforts, and legislation aimed at another crackdown on synthetic drugs. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.